From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the beautifully fascinating things is that we members of the human race have a wonderful ability to see patterns. Perhaps this is a result of needing to see prey and predators in the millennia it took man to evolve to where we are today. There is a whole field of scientific study devoted to symbols, and there are industries built on this. So it is when we look at the badge or logo of the Wireless Institute of Australia, we get meanings from the outline map of Australia and the two flashes in the middle. It suggests the inclusion of all the country and some form of alert from the lightning part of the badge. This has been a symbol for non-written communication for over 100 years and adopted on military and civilian insignia to suggest the use of radio. One of the mysteries of the last century was the adoption of the logo currently used by the Commonwealth Bank. Perhaps the best explanation as to its being Australian is it depicts a Sayo biscuit dipped in Vegemite. The point of this is that we all have backgrounds and experiences which will produce an individual, a personal response to the many symbols that we see. Today, on this day of remembrance, Anzac Day, there are symbols and rituals which bring memories to us all. To those who remember Vietnam, it will depend on their experiences whether they were in uniform, of waiting at home, or voicing their displeasure at the politics of the time. For those who remember Korea, their thoughts will be different again, as will those who tramped the jungles of East Timor or the sands of Afghanistan. The red poppy from the battlefields of Flanders is a century-old reminder to remember. And the flag with the Southern Cross and the brass rising sun badge all have the ability to fill us with emotions and memories. The sprig of rosemary is another subtle aid to remembrance, and the symbolism that these items carry makes them important to those that carry them and those that see them. As a nation, we gather together on days of remembrance. But what we hold in our hearts can be so vastly different to those of our fellows. Your memories will be different to your neighbours, and they both will be different to mine. How we participate in these rituals can be collective or it can be individual. But today there will be stations on the air using hand-keyed Morse and AM as markers that we radio amateurs participate in the commemoration of Anzac Day. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.